All righty. We begin our barrage of guests, ladies and gentlemen. As Joe Jacklin, you know him on Friday, of course, in the crime report, the retired police sergeant, NYPD, former commanding officer of the Bronx Cold Case Squad, current adjunct professor, and John J. Collins, author of The Criminal Investigative Function, A Guide for New Investigators, fourth edition already. Joe working on a great book as well. Can't wait for that podcast coming our way as well. And a highly decorated member of the NYPD back in the day, including the most notable Department Medal of Valor. And we welcome the sergeant, a special day, obviously, for the event that happened yesterday in Nashville. Another tough day, Joe. You and I wish I knew the number of you and I as far as having discussions regarding these mass shootings. About 130, I read, to start the year already. But very tough day as far as getting these alerts, as we all did, as far as what happened down in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday, Joe.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is how many times are we going to talk about the same things too, over and over again? You know, this one here, we have a lot of video that they've been releasing. So we saw that the suspect here does some surveillance. They're driving around the school a few times in their car. Park the car, take out the gun. Now he's got three guns, rifle, an assault weapon, and a couple of handguns, I think. But he said that she had lots of ammo, right? So that's the thing, lots of ammo. And then, you know, shoots the way through the door. I mean, this is something that we've talked about over and over again, right? The front doors of these schools are very vulnerable. And we, even after all these shootings that we have, we still don't see the proper security being put in these schools. I mean, that's the effort that needs to be made here. This is happening over and over again. Listen, we can get into the investigation on the suspect and how they got the guns and all the other stuff. That's fine. And, you know, you want to talk about mental illness and that kind of stuff. Great. Yeah, there's a manifesto we don't know about. But when you watch the video, you see the same things over and over again, right? Just crashing through the door and then, you know, going room to room. I mean, if you haven't seen the video yet, you need to see it. It's very eerie.
Yeah, it really is. You know, first they said the door was unlocked. Obviously, we saw the video where she shoots open the glass and everything else to get into the school, and then makes her way in and around. Regarding this Christian Elementary School, 28-year-old former student, it seems, all premeditated, Joe, no question, manifesto involved here. And I'll tell you, we should point out a great job here, unlike Uvalde, which we deciphered, you and I, after last May's incident. These officers went in, got the call, came in within 14 minutes and took out the attacker. Well done there. Nothing like Parkland, we know that. These guys were right there on the job and ready to take out this individual.
Yeah, it appears right now that law enforcement did exactly what we expect them to do in an unfortunate situation like this and risk their own lives and go in and neutralize the threat. I mean, you don't, you know, one thing that we learned from Uvalde, right? You can't wait. You can't turn this into a hostage situation. That's not what the intention here, especially when you're dealing with somebody now that we're discovering has had some disturbing social media posts, has had this manifesto, which I hope they do release. Hopeful that they are going to release it. But the issue that comes down to is we rarely see the end of many of these shooting investigations, meaning we never hear if there was a motive, what it was all about, and those kind of things. They seem to disappear in the news or disappear into some other tragic event, and people then move on and pick up. And I think that's part of the problem, that we need to start examining these things for what they are. But there needs to be transparency on these shootings, and then we need to get to the bottom of it, because whatever we're doing now is definitely not working.
No question. Joe Jacklin with a special report. What happened in Nashville yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, 3 9-year-old children, 3 adults killed in this tragedy. Yeah. Two of the victims, school employees, one was the head of the school, another a custodian. And again, 130 mass shootings so far this year. That's more than this point in any previous year, by the way, since at least 2013, according to the data from the Gun Violence Archive. This individual identified as Audrey Hale, 28. And, you know, in the beginning, it just seemed odd, according to many, because we know most of these are done by males, Joe, somewhere between 18 and and 22. Just didn't fit. It didn't fit the MO, you know, as far as a 28-year-old woman. Then we found out a transgender might have had some issues with the school. There are some political situations involved within the state of Tennessee that the governor signed, just of recent nature. That's kind of a sidebar to all of this stuff. But, you know, you're getting more and more information. This was a biological male at birth, transgender and whatnot. But obviously some massive problems within thyself as far as this 28-year-old was concerned.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, we're going to argue about things like that. You know, the partisan issues that we face in this country are really tearing us apart, and we can't even get beyond those attacks. You know, everybody, as soon as there's a shooting, if you go to social media, where most people now get their information because it's faster than turning on the TV and waiting for the news to come on. But the arguments that people are involved with these days about, you know, who the shooter was, what their race was, and now, you know, now we're looking at the, you know, transgender, you know, a female who identifies as a male, and now that becomes a sticking point. You know, we have gotten ourselves so tied up into the arguments and the fights that we keep what really is going on here, and that's why we can never come up with a accurate response to any of this stuff, and that's the stuff that needs to stop. Stop picking and stop hoping that, oh, the victim is this, or the perpetrator was this, or perpetrator was that. Enough. I mean, I don't understand how that is helpful in any way. And you know what, Jay? People also have to stop sharing, you know, potential suspects' names online. Now, I saw two names yesterday pop up on Twitter that was, quote-unquote, the shooter. Now, one of them happened to be Aubrey Hale, but there was another name put out with more photographs. Somebody is going to get somebody hurt, or there's going to be some attack on the family. I mean, you have to be mindful of that. So until the news officially says anything, I just hope that people stop sharing stuff, and especially when it's wrong.
It really is. I mean, the social media stuff is beyond reproach at this point. You know, we can go over the TikTok stuff left and right. But, you know, you look at this, and Joe makes a great point. There is such division in this country. It's not about the weaponry anymore, although, you know, we could go all day regarding assault weapons and ban this and ban that and mental health and everything else, but we've got to fix something in this country that we can't seem to over the last 10 years, and that is, you know, our beliefs and opinions and everything else. And it starts at the top, and it's a trickle-down effect. I mean, it has proved to be deadly. Deadly. And until we somehow repair the core as far as what this country was about decades and decades ago to where we're at today, we got nothing. And unfortunately, we're going to have more of this stuff, Joe. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You know, there is such divide here. And yesterday was not pure evidence of that. I don't know what was. When all that was said and done, when we learned more and more of this throughout the day, you know, we got to do a better job. And, you know, we can talk. You and I can talk to a blue in the face, right? But the fact of the matter is, if our officials that we vote in to make important decisions for all of us can't get this done, then guess what? They're out. They got to go. They got to go. And we've got to have a mindset now in this country where we are in repair mode. We've got to fix this. We've got to fix this.
Well, part of fixing it is the social media angle of it. It is just such a hellscape that it is it's turning people against one another who really have nothing in common, nor most of the time know what they're talking about. I mean, it's just somebody who has got this wild idea or theory, and they throw it out there, and they attack people, and everything. They do this under the guise of an anonymity with some username 12345. You know, I mean, it's gotten to a point where social media platforms need to clean up this mess, and that's really where this whole thing starts. If you want to start, you know, addressing the partisan nature of every topic. I mean, you go to social media, there's every topic is now. whether it's vaccines, guns, you know, transgender issues. I mean, you name it. If you said it was green, I would say it was blue. I mean, they're just awful people on there. That's all of that, every day.
It really is.
People getting bombarded with this stuff.
Yeah. And listen, what happened at the Lindenhurst Middle School is a prime example of that, where you had a 12-year-old, folks, a 12-year-old boy stabbing a fellow 13-year-old. And that individual, that 13-year-old, is listed stable but critical at this point in time. A lot of blood was lost. But you had a lockdown and everything else in the school. And then we learned that there has been a chronic problem of bullying at that school. You know, I mean, the cyber stuff and everything else that you and I talk about, Joe, all the time. This goes on all over the place. This has to stop. This has to stop. This social media is proving to be deadly. I mean, look what happened in our own backyard yesterday. 12 and 13 years of age. It is a derivative of this. This is the poison that these kids are basically inhaling right now. And that's a massive problem. We got to fix this. Now, besides this, let me say this. Enough is enough. These schools have got to start, A, locking doors, Kevlar doors, bulletproof glass, armed guards. That's it. Bipartisan, everything else, put the money in place for these schools. This is what has to be done in every school in America, including charter schools, Catholic schools, elementary schools, every school. Joe, it has to be. Has to be.
I agree.
Enough is enough. Social media and everything else, that's going to be a behemothian effort to fix that mess and to fix Washington and to come together in something here. But you must shore up these buildings.
And that's
okay.
This is
unlike
this, right?
Uvalde. Back door was open, that rock in there and everything else. Joe, you got to put this in place.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're talking low-hanging fruit here, right? You know, are we going to fix the gun issue overnight? No, we're never going to fix that probably. But the issue that comes down to it, that there are things that can be addressed, and it's about, you know, security. It's about access control. It's about all those things that we've talked about ad nauseum, and they just never seem to be addressed. So, yeah, we need to start doing the low-hanging fruit stuff first before we can get into some larger issues. Until then, at least harden the targets so that this is not as easy as it looks when you saw this person do it. Now, unfortunately, by releasing that video, if you have other people, other kids out there that are planning these kind of things, they look at this video and they see it and they get more ideas, right? So every time we're transparent, we're also then putting ourselves at a disadvantage. So it's a catch-22 in so many aspects.
Better job. Counselors have to be present at school. Parents have to do a better job at home. Have to. Okay? Forget the fact this person brought these, what, three guns, two assault rifles, for crying out loud? I mean, that's a whole nother aspect. But we have to do a better job. Mental health, security, shore up these freaking buildings, for crying out loud. My goodness. It's tough. It is very tough. I mean, you saw the video, folks. Girls driving in. Nobody in the parking lot, parks the car, walks into the school, shoots out the glass, opens the door. Nobody's sitting in the front. Thank goodness, they'd be blown away. But, you know, we have to do a better job here. Upscale neighborhood in Nashville, 5 minutes from downtown. Man, I've got family there. I mean, this is unbelievable. It could happen anywhere. Really, it could happen freaking anywhere.
Yeah.
Upscale Catholic school, for crying out loud. Oh my God, I'm telling you. You know, we just sit on our hands after these are done and we wait for the next one. You know, enough is enough, really. Joe?
Yes, I mean, it's just at least we put out some ideas about what they can start to do, right? And let's just see if they ever even do that.
Again, I don't put the same doors you have on the planes. Bulletproof glass. Okay, I mean, my kid is a athletic director at a charter school. Two guards are there. Charter school. Two armed guards. That's what has to be done. Two of them. Okay, enough is enough. And it starts today. That has to be in play. It has to be in play. Enough is enough. 9-year-olds, folks. 9-year-olds. Oh, boy. And you know what? People read about this stuff around the world and are in shock. The great world power of yesteryear, the United States of America, another shooting. Another mass shooting. I tell you, thank God for those cops. That could have been another Newtown deal. Think about it.
Yep.
This person was loaded. Loaded for bear. Loaded. Sarge, tough day, but we appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk on Friday.